Hey, sluts. I wanted to try a new intro on for size, so let me know how you like that one. Do you prefer hey, sluts, or do you like hello, hello, hello? You know, it's 2022, so I might like mix it up with something new and just kind of see what sticks. I'm really excited for today's episode. It's with my best friend Bridget. She also did the Sex and the City episode with me, and everyone said she had a nice voice. I thought that was my thing, but whatever. So I brought her back, and today we talk about the infamous love triangle between Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, and Hailey Baldwin. It's like, what is it about the Jelena of everything that just makes us so captivated by this couple? So we get into it, we talk about all of the blinds, all of our opinions and things like that. And I will talk about this more in the post episode, but I just want to plug that this past Friday, I did interview Enti, the founder of Crazy Days and Nights, basically the king of all blind items. So that episode will be coming out in a week. And you know what? I'll just talk about it at the end. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode all about Justin, Selena, and Haley's there too, but we somehow always forget about her. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another Fluently Forward episode. I have a repeat guest. How does it feel to be back?
I'm very flattered. Thank you for having me back.
So my best friend Bridget is back. Everybody went nuts over her voice, and I was like, what the fuck? I thought people liked mine. But, you know, we're here to soothingly talk to you today about Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, Hailey Bieber slash Baldwin, and like everything going on in that messy love triangle. So we're going to get into the blinds, but I feel like the way we do it, first I want to know your take on like this love triangle. Then I kind of want to do like a summary of what their life is like, allegedly, according to the blinds. So then that way you have that in your mind, and then we'll go tea piece by tea piece. So things that I'm not going to get that much into, like I could do an entire episode on Selena Gomez and her alleged drug use, or like the Hillsong church that they were in that everybody says is like culty. Have you heard about that?
A little bit.
Yeah. But it would just be way too long. So we're going to focus on like the love and the drama. Now, what was your first instinct when you saw that Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez were dating?
Well, okay, I want to preface this by saying this is an interesting one for us because this saga has gone on since Shannon and I were in high school.
Yeah.
So we've been invested in it for a long time.
Yeah.
Which makes it that much more fascinating and intriguing to me.
And they've also, by the way, been able to hold on. Like, people are still interested in Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. And I feel like the only other couple to really do that, like maybe Brad and Angelina.
Yeah.
But like everyone else, like you kind of tire of them after a little bit. Even like Beyonce and Jay-Z, you know, a huge power couple like that. It's like, okay, like, I don't know. I don't know if I'd buy a magazine to find out their secrets. But to this day, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, like, I still want to know everything about them.
Exactly. So first impression was way back in high school when they first were on the scene together. And my first impression, I was telling you about it last night. I remember they performed together one of his songs. It was One Less Lonely Girl.
Wasn't it Jingle Ball? Yeah.
It was either Jingle Ball.
She was like on a stool.
Yes, you remember
and
it.
And he was like a munchkin munching around her because he was like, I'm sorry, when they dated, you know,
it
no shade to age gap relationships, but Selena Gomez looked like a predator.
And
because he looked like a little
And
tiny
I think
boy.
They're only like a year apart, but during that time, a year kind of makes a difference, especially for him because he looked younger. And I guess
had he not gone through puberty?
I guess not yet. So to your point with all of that, watching them at first was a little uncomfortable. She did not look like she wanted to be there.
No.
He looked way more into her than she did into him. So when they eventually did get together, I was pretty surprised. I didn't see her wanting it. I saw him being interested, but not
There's
her.
No way that he's going to break her down into like dating him, but I guess that he did, or I don't know, maybe it was the fact that he was like the number one pop star in the world.
Might have helped.
Yeah, it's like the same way where I look at Jeff Bezos and I'm like, is he cute? And then I'm like, okay, no, it's the fact that he's like a fucking billionaire who could own me if he wanted to. So I think that's what it is.
He kind of has a look that you like, though, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, no, he does. Bridget and I go back and forth on this. I find bald men attractive sometimes.
Joe Rogan pulls it off,
but it has to be like they shaved it bald, not like they're losing it. You know what I mean? Okay, we'll get back on topic. So yeah, and I remember everyone was talking about it on the Ellen show. It's like, oh my God, are you guys going to date? Then I talked about this on the Ready to Be Petty podcast. Bridget, do you remember those paparazzi photos of Justin and Selena at the beach? And she's wearing this like maroon purple bandeau top. and they were in the water together, and he's like, yes, lifting her up and they're making out.
Yes.
And it was, you know, obviously looking back on it now, it's like so fucking staged. Like, who goes to the beach and like makes out in the ocean after you've been photographed on your way there?
Right.
You know, like,
but to our 16-year-old eyes, we were just thinking, ooh.
But I also remember thinking, like, he is too young anyway. And then something changed, and, you know, they've been back and forth for forever. And we've kind of had glimpses of their relationship. Bridget made a really good point. This was back when we were living in Florida together, and I had never noticed this because we were talking about how the way that The Weeknd talks about women in his songs, it's really fucked up. He's like, this girl sucked my dick, and then another girl's coming over, and then I'm gonna like fuck her in the ass, and like blah blah blah, and then I'm gonna do cocaine off her tits, and like, I don't even care that I have a wife at home, basically. That's like the vibe of his songs. He's always cheating and like bragging about how long he can last. Wait, what was the line in his song?
I just fucked a bitch before I saw you.
But there's one about
in the hills.
Hours.
Oh.
Like going down on someone for hours. And I remember you and I were carpooling to work, and we looked at each other and we were like,
she about to go downtown for a whole hour.
Yeah. And we were like, that was it. We were like, it is egregious to make a girl suck your dick for an hour. That is way too long.
Way too long.
Anyway, but then you brought up the good point that Justin Bieber, for as douchey and toxic as I think he is, he never sings about women in poor taste. He's always very respectful about them in his songs.
He is.
And you were the one who noticed that. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's because he's religious?
No. No.
Like, I think it's just a stroke of good luck, or maybe him not writing his songs in somewhere else.
Maybe that too, yeah.
I know, we're like, these people are bad. It's probably like, actually, the songwriter of The Weeknd, right, who's fucking people.
Whoever is the puppet master behind his brand and all that.
Well, let's get into it. I'm first going to kind of give you the rundown of what the blind items say, and then we'll get into the specific ones. So here is the tale that is spun by blind items online. Blind items basically said Justin Bieber first was massively into Selena. Like, we knew she wouldn't give him the time of day. They got together. Selena Gomez adored the publicity that she got. Her name really rocketed up to a level that I don't think it would have without Justin Bieber. Sorry, Selena. So she's kind of cemented herself as A+ by dating him, and she got really into that. They both got hooked on drugs. He was the one to hook her on drugs and introduce her to them. And they were just using a lot, like, you know, like not able to sit still, always needing to have drugs everywhere they go on vacation, things like that. Now at this time, Justin Bieber is also abusive to Selena Gomez. This is all alleged, and cheating on her, you know, and honestly just being like completely horrible to her. They break up, they get back together, they break up, they get back together. He doesn't want to let Selena Gomez like out of his control, and she's trying to kind of get clean. Sorry about the siren. Okay, the sirens are gone. Where did I leave off?
So she was trying to get clean.
Yeah.
He was still controlling her.
So they break up, they get back together, they break up, they get back together. At one point, allegedly, he proposes to Selena and she isn't ready for it. So she says no, but she says, this is just no for right now. You know, like, not right. I'm not ready for this right now. But I still want to be with you. He then basically proposes to Hailey Baldwin within the matter of like a very, very short period of time. He's with Hailey Baldwin. Selena Gomez is like, that's it, throwing in the towel. Like, this is a break. Like, you are not going to be able to get a hold of me now. Hailey is incredibly insecure about what's going on, probably because she knows that Justin Bieber would go back to Selena Gomez within a heartbeat if she would have him. And she has this horrible marriage with Justin Bieber where basically she is like tracking him, going through his phone, like trying to make sure that he's not going to cheat or leave. And Justin Bieber is like, I'm married to Hailey, but I'm trying to get a hold of Selena. I'm looking at her online. I'm trying to get my producers to reach out to her. I'm trying to get my friends to text her on my behalf and things like that. So that's the current state of where things are now. I know that you have a rule where you don't want to date anyone who has still talks to their ex.
Definitely a sensitive subject.
To me, that marriage sounds like hell.
Absolutely.
A marriage is supposed to be a safe place to come home. And if you're just like constantly worrying about what's going on, there's no rest for you. The cortisol levels are through the roof.
You don't have a sanctuary in your own home, which is really sad.
Yeah. So let's get into the actual blind items. This one is pretty interesting. This one is from Crazy Days and Nights. And this was basically saying that Justin and Selena both do things to push each other's buttons, and this said, this relationship is just getting more childlike. The B-plus list mostly movie actress slash former tweener had a nude sex scene written into her new movie just to make her ex jealous.
Interesting.
It's like the normal people do a thirst trap and the celebrities are like, I'm gonna fuck
a full-on sex scene
on camera and you and all of America's gonna have to watch.
Yeah.
So interesting. Now, ooh, you know what? I'm gonna do that one after, actually. Okay, so this is something that I talked about with the Hailey Baldwin insecurity. This blind says, this B-list celebrity offspring knows that her husband would dump her in a second if his ex would agree to take him back. She noticed that her husband was recently reaching out to people to try and get contact info for the ex, Selena Gomez. So now the offspring is back to full-on jealousy / stalking mode.
Damn.
Isn't that awful?
It's like you said before, you're trapped in a horrible marriage.
And I really think, too, like, you can do your best things to try and make sure that, like, let's say your husband isn't going to cheat on you. Like, I don't know, let's say maybe you don't want to hire a hot 18-year-old nanny with the biggest breasts that you've ever seen in your life.
Or maybe you decide to stay fit and work out every day so you still look good.
Yeah, but that being said, like, if a man wants to cheat, he will, and there's really nothing that you can do. Like, mm-hmm. I just feel like at the end of the day, like, I don't know, it would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this was another blind from Crazy Days and Nights. It says, at this point, everyone wants the former tweener turned A-minus list singer / bad actress. That's how you know it's Selena Gomez. He does not like her acting.
Damn.
To openly start baiting the barely there celebrity offspring, Hailey. The offspring is obsessed with the ex of her husband and spends a lot of her day worrying that her husband is going to run off with his ex. That won't happen, but he might see other people. So he's like a dog that can't be leashed, basically.
That won't happen, but he'll see other people.
Yeah, so that won't happen because allegedly Selena Gomez wouldn't take him
back. Okay.
But he will, you know, hook up with
get
other people.
Get some strange on the side.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, this one was interesting. This is just another one. This former A-plus list tweener wants to visit his ex, but his current significant other doesn't want him and is barring him from seeing her. Is it barring or bearing?
Barring.
Okay, barring. Okay, this one I thought was pretty interesting because when you think of Selena Gomez and her relationships, what do you think of? Like, just as a citizen who goes around the world and probably is, you know, we're all at the receiving end of PR and narratives that people try to spin for us. So I'm curious, what's your take? Is she like a serial dater, things like that?
I see her as the damsel in distress.
Yeah.
We talked about that a little earlier. She's someone that I feel like her love interests want to save, mm-hmm. in a way. So that's, to me, that's the pathology of her typical relationships. I don't think she's a serial dater because I don't feel like we hear her with that many people. Like Justin Bieber,
mm-hmm.
Who else even? The Weeknd,
yeah.
Orlando Bloom. That's about it. And she's been famous for a while. So.
Oh my God, yeah, for like 15 years.
Yeah, so I don't. We don't hear that much about her.
Yes. Now, check this out, because we also don't hear about her doing drugs, but she does do them.
True.
So it's like, so I think her PR team is probably literally the best in the business. This blind says, the former tweener turned adult singer / actress wants people to think that she has been single for the past couple of years because it makes her story better and also is a dig at the celebrity offspring because it will make her more paranoid that our actress is pining.
Oh.
Our actress has dated and been involved in a fairly serious relationship at 1.2 in these past couple of years.
Okay, well then I guess that dismantles what I just said.
Yeah, but isn't that fascinating? Because Selena, you're right, like, you have to feel so bad because I am sure, here's the thing, like, I'm sure all of these celebrities in Hollywood, they're probably dating roughly at around the same amount, you know?
Yeah.
But it's crazy that Taylor Swift could be labeled serial dater, dating all these men, and Selena Gomez, it's basically crickets, you know?
Yes.
But I think that's really interesting how she spins this narrative of, like, I'm single, and Hailey is probably like, please, for the love of God, date someone. Date someone and really like
truly.
Them, please, you know?
Because I could put myself in Hailey's shoes and understand how that would be.
You feel so...
You'd feel threatened.
When your new boyfriend's ex starts dating someone, it's like you let out a sigh of relief that you didn't even know you were holding. You were like, oh, but it feels better now. It feels
yes.
calmer.
Why is there so much less tension in my body all of a sudden?
Exactly. Yeah. You're like, oh, suddenly that crink in my neck is
gone.
The minute she started dating someone. Okay. This was a blind from back when they were dating. Sorry, we're going to be jumping around here, but I'm also fascinated by like what happened in their relationship when Justin and Selena were dating, because it's like, who was the victim? Who was the victor? Things like that. So this blind says, this A-list tweener recently told his actress girlfriend when he visited her on set that he just wanted to stay on the set and eat craft service. Earlier in the day, he had dropped $20,000 on a present for a woman he has been seen on the side, and then came to the set, and when his girlfriend said she didn't have time to go to her trailer for a quickie, he made his excuses and left.
Well, that's a little douchey.
Yeah,
just a little
no,
bit.
No, I think Jesus did that, actually.
It must be because he's religious.
We covered it in CCD, and he's like, I want to act just like him.
Wait, hold on. Real quick, craft services?
Yeah, that's like all of the food if you're doing a set. And okay. Then they have like catering every day, basically.
Oh my God.
Bridget's like, what type of arts and crafts? Justin Bieber just wanted to make a little yarn ball.
He's just channeling his creativity.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. I'm going to let you pick. Do you want some more Justin, Selena, Haley ones right now? Or do you want more Justin Bieber, Selena ones?
Ooh, Justin, Selena, Haley.
Okay. So here's one that says, the foreign-born A-plus list tweener has always tried to reach out to his ex. Despite what the tabloids say, he hasn't really had much luck. His wife doesn't know that, though, and believes what she reads in the tabloids more than what her husband says.
I could definitely see it.
Yeah. Also, not to get into it, but I would have thought, no, of course, you, like, ask your husband about this stuff. And Bridget and I have had experiences where it's like, sometimes you don't, and you literally ask anyone else except for them.
Right.
Which,
and again, seeing their relationship dynamic, I don't think she can freely
just
say whatever she wants.
We talked about this on, because we went live on TikTok before we did this podcast, and we were talking about the trope that's on TikTok and everywhere of Justin Bieber being like abusive to Haley, and like the video of him slamming a car door on her and just being really rude in his Instagram lives and things like that. When they were quarantining together, I was like, that is not a happy COVID situation.
This is not relationship goals.
Mm-mm. So I don't know. It just, she feels like a timid lamb in front of him. Or like a deer in the forest waiting to get shot.
Just and fear in her eyes constantly.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I just see Justin Bieber as like this hot potato, narcissistic kind of troubled person where like you don't know if you say, oh, good morning, like the tone of your voice is going to set them off. And then you spend your whole life being like, oh, my tone was wrong. I should have said, how did you sleep? They're mad that I didn't ask them about that. You know, just a hellscape.
And even in best of circumstances, we're all human. We all have insecurities. I'm sure take away all of the weird controlling aspect of the relationship and all the unhealthy tendencies. Take that all away. If your man was dating someone who they had been with for years, only 3 months before you.
Yeah.
That would be enough for almost anyone to question things.
Dude, 100%.
Under the best of circumstances.
Literally all of my friends, if they date a guy or they go out on a first date and their relationship ended too recently and there hasn't been enough time in between, they're like, I'm not going to go out on another date with him because I just know that that's like a minefield waiting to happen, because if that ex reaches out once, then I'm toast and he's going to go back to her.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, we had another we had another blind that said, I think the celebrity offspring, Hailey Baldwin, is lashing out against the A-minus list singer, Selena Gomez, because the offspring knows that her husband hooked up with an actress on his music video, and the parentheses says Ryan Destiny, and the music video was his Holy music video, and that the husband has never deleted all the nude photos he took of the A-minus list singer. Did you know, by the way, about a month ago, Selena Gomez's nudes got leaked?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so her iPhone had some sort of like iCloud leak happen to it.
Yikes.
And I think, or it might have been her friend's phone, because one leak happened on Selena Gomez's phone, and then that was how we got the pictures of Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn, like, half naked. Did you see those?
No.
Oh my God. Hold on. Let me show them to you. Okay. So for anyone right now who wants to see what I'm looking at, go to Google and type in Taylor Swift, Joe Alwyn, pink wig. And it's these weird photos of Joe Alwyn is shirtless, shaving his like non-existent beard, and Taylor Swift is wearing jeans, a blue bra, and a short pink wig, and she's like taking a mirror photo of both of them, and the setting that they're in literally looks like a cruise ship bathroom or something. So these photos were leaked because apparently it happened from Selena Gomez's iPhone leak. So, but then it's weird because there's like 8 different photos like this online, and it's like, okay, so Taylor sent 8 of these photos to Selena Gomez. It's just a really weird situation.
Yeah, so random.
So then there were actual leaks of Selena Gomez's phone, and I was on Twitter one day and I'm browsing, and all of a sudden, what do I see? Selena Gomez with her tits out.
That's crazy.
And I was like, wait, I'm sorry, what? Because all those deep fake porn videos that are being made, it's always Selena Gomez's face on the porn actresses.
That's so weird.
Like, it's not just Justin Bieber and Haley. Like, everyone's like obsessed
with
it.
What is wrong with people?
Anyway, so it's crazy stuff, but anyway, so I think her friend took that, and I will say I didn't actively go looking for it. It just came across my timeline. Fantastic boobs. Oh my God. It's like ridiculous. Okay. Anyway, so now we have seen the same thing that Justin Bieber has on his phone. Maybe Haley leaked it.
Maybe.
That would be interesting. Okay, this was an interesting one involving Taylor Swift. This blind says, this foreign-born former A-plus list tweener turned A-minus list singer is really playing a dangerous game. He must know that this A-plus list singer has security cam footage of him using drugs and also beating one of his ex-girlfriends. He wouldn't want that to get leaked. And this was posted around the time that Justin Bieber, remember when he kind of cyber-bullied Taylor Swift?
Yes.
And it was like him and Kanye and Scooter were like all on FaceTime or something. So allegedly, he shouldn't be messing with Taylor Swift because she has something on Justin Bieber.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
The beating up the ex.
Although, like, if that's security cam footage of him using drugs, it's like, who cares?
Well,
like,
yeah,
like,
of he's course. Who doesn't?
Yeah, using drugs.
But the beating the ex.
Yeah, it gets really dark with Justin and Selena.
Clearly.
Okay. Now, this was an interesting one. Have you heard of the Marble? The model Barbara Palvin?
Yes. She dates one of the Sprouse twins, the nicer one.
Yeah, she dates Cole. No, she dates Dylan.
Dylan,
she
yeah.
dates Dylan. I'm looking at pictures of her real quick.
She's very pretty.
Yeah. She's hot. Like, hot in a way where you wouldn't have to be dating a Sprouse twin. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there were a bunch of lines about Justin Bieber and Barbara. So this one says, here's an early Christmas gift for you. This very popular young celeb got himself into some very hot water while hosting a holiday event recently. He didn't take his hosting responsibilities very seriously. This was Z100's annual Jingle Ball. He smoked joints backstage, was 15 minutes late for the meet and greet, and then stayed at the event for only 20 minutes. He didn't even stay to hang out and eat and drink with the other celebs like he usually does. Why so unprofessional? Because he was really hungry for just one thing, the model who was waiting for him back on the tour bus. Did we mention that our celeb has a celebrity girlfriend who he claims to love? Selena Gomez. The girlfriend wasn't there at the event, but her cousin was. When the cousin got wind of what was happening, she went ballistic. She tried to get on the tour bus, but was blocked by his friends. She walked away swearing up a storm, and later very publicly told the young celeb to, quote, go fuck yourself. The celeb and his girlfriend will not be spending the holidays together.
Damn. How long ago was that one?
That was, let me click this. The link is expired, but it was from Blind Gossip. It must have been one of the years that he hosted Z100. Let's see. Maybe 2016?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 2016 was when he did that. So, I also find it interesting that these girls that Justin was cheating with, they aren't just, like, fans and random people, which, like, you know, how could it be? You're Justin Bieber. And remember that Brazilian prostitute, I think, that he slept with, who took a picture, a selfie with him?
I don't think so.
Let me look that up. So check this out. Justin Bieber slept with a prostitute, and I think this was when he was down touring in Brazil, and she took a video selfie of, like, him in her bed afterwards, and that got leaked to the press. She must have made piles of money off of that.
Yeah, anyway, that's not a good look.
I would think if you're dating Selena Gomez, that would be who you cheat on her with. But yeah. How much would it suck to be Selena Gomez if it's like, okay, not only is my boyfriend cheating on me, but it's with people, it's with my colleagues. And, like, they know me. So, like, they're also willing to do this. And now I go to the VMA awards and I feel like a fucking idiot because I have to be around six different people that my boyfriend has slept with and they're all staring at me like they don't give a shit.
And you have to save face because you're working technically.
Yeah. So
that's hard.
Then we had another, this was also from Blind Gossip after, but it coincides with the previous blind, and it says, you're hearing it here first. This young celebrity couple has broken up. He swore up and down that he wasn't going to embarrass her again by getting caught with another girl. That promise didn't last long, maybe a couple of weeks. He was behaving badly last week and he got caught. He deserved to get caught too. Did he really think that her cousin wouldn't rat him out? Of course she did. That's what cousins do. When his girlfriend found out, she immediately told him it's over. Then she went out and got rowdy with her girlfriends, who always knew he was trouble. Yes, that performance is about him. And I'm going to look it up because I think, didn't she perform The Heart Wants What It Wants? And that was, like, really powerful.
Yes.
Was that 2016? That,
around then. It was that black and white video, right?
Yeah, very emotional. That was the AMAs. Oh, that was 2014, though. So maybe this was...
Oh, that long ago?
Yeah, 2014. Wow. Isn't that crazy? AMAs. Will they stay broken up this time? We don't know. She forgave him last time for embarrassing her, and they got a ton of press for the courtship and the dating and the breakup and the reconciliation. Why not do it again? Plus, she really, really loves the attention she gets from the paparazzi for being his girlfriend, and the magazine covers, and the endorsements, and the bigger fan base. Yes, putting up with him has a lot of perks.
Publicity at the end of the day.
Yeah, but publicity over your mental sanity. Like,
I know.
I feel like I could never. Everyone's like, oh, cheating is like cheating. It happens. But until it happens to you, I feel like cheating has to be one of the worst things for your mental health, especially if you're staying with someone, because, like, every day is a struggle and not trusting yourself
for
anything.
And if you're a celebrity.
Yeah.
You're.
Yeah. Okay, and then this was also another one about, I guess he must have had a long continued thing with Barbara, because it says, this former A-list tweener and now still almost A-list as a celebrity, whatever the fuck, is getting really good at cheating on his celebrity girlfriends. Sex on a plane with the mistress and then change clothes and meet the girlfriend at the hotel. Isn't there a name for that on Urban Dictionary, like double dicking or like dirty dicking?
Probably. There's a term for anything. Yeah. So on the flight, on his way to
go see her.
To see Selena.
To me, that's also like you have a sexual addiction.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, that's just, you know, it's more than just scummy. I think it's, like, clinical.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, then there are a couple of different blinds along this line saying, this former born A-plus-list tweener, whatever, Justin Bieber. It's such a long runaround. Is hooking up once again with a lookalike to his ex. He doesn't care if his wife knows or not. She won't leave him. And there were a bunch of different blinds about the people that Justin Bieber cheats on his wife with all look a little bit like Selena Gomez.
I could see it.
How creepy is
that? I could see it. Don't you?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Okay. This was one about the drug use of the two of them together. This says, so they used to be the hottest tween couple around.
The hottest tween couple around.
Both tweeners are singers and are still in the A-list range. There was this time when the guy had an overseas gig and he brought his tweener girlfriend with him. They only had a one-night stay in the country but were overheard by the staff passing by their room, having sex really loudly. Loud enough for multiple complaints had been registered by guests. They checked out of the hotel the next day and to the shock of the staff, the entire room was trashed. The TV was smashed, a chair and all the glasses were broken, stuffing from the pillows was everywhere in the room, there was nothing left undisturbed. My guess is that both of them were angry because they were in a country where drugs would have gotten them executed. So my immediate thought is they must have been in Dubai or something.
That's crazy. And so they just freaked out.
I don't know. I mean, who knows what happens? But yeah, aren't they really strict on drugs in the Middle East?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You're Middle Eastern, so confirm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Since you're Middle Eastern, can you also confirm if they were having loud sex in the hotel room?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys have it here first. Then, this was interesting. We said a blind that has... It says, some family members of this former tween actress, whatever, Selena Gomez, say that Justin Bieber raped her and also forced her to use drugs to be with him. That drug use has led her to multiple trips to rehab.
Wait, so he basically made their relationship conditional on her doing drugs. Yeah. So that's how she got addicted. And that is dark.
Was it Shallon Lester or someone else who basically said that the reason Justin keeps reaching out to her is because Selena Gomez is not doing well with drugs?
And, yes, I believe she did say that.
Keep in mind, this is from Shallon Lester. And he keeps reaching out because he feels so guilty that he got her hooked on that, but he was kind of able to get away from it, and now she isn't, and she's, and he just like can't forgive himself for doing that.
Why do I feel like it's not guilt ridden? It's more so like if something happens to her, it'll be on him, and he'll be in some sort of
like, we need to have a cordial relationship because you could fucking kill my career if you wanted to.
That's
or something.
That's more so what I see it being.
It's less so like out of the less charity wholesome. Of my heart, I just want to a little help less a struggling wholesome. Drug addict.
If you're getting people hooked on drugs, I feel like.
Then we also had, and this is interesting because Selena Gomez says that she's very close to her family. She actually had a momager for a little bit, so her mom was very involved and does not like Justin Bieber. And then this blind says, the most important family member to this, to Selena Gomez, her mother, is pushing the singer-actress to get a restraining order against Justin Bieber. Something happened in the past 10 days or so, but not sure what it is. Only that family members are worried.
That's scary, but it doesn't surprise me that much.
Do you think there are celebrities that have restraining orders against each other?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How does that work on, like, the red carpet? Like, what if they get too close to each other? Or are restraining orders not, like, physically 10 feet?
So, it depends. I believe some of them are just no contact orders, so it's just you can't have direct communication with them. You can be in the same space as long as you're not exchanging words or calling, texting, email, whatever. Because I guess in certain situations, maybe like that, it's unavoidable that you will be in the same space at some point. Others are a certain distance. So I'm guessing they would have just had to tailor theirs to whatever their
public record or is that private record?
I don't know.
Yeah. Because I'm wondering, like, if any celebrities have restraining orders against each other that we don't know
about.
If it's
public, yeah, that'd be crazy.
It can't be public because then we would know about it. So it must be private. But I'm wondering, like, what if a reporter, right, like, grabs two exes who have a no-contact order against each other, and they're like, oh, hey, let's do an interview real quick, and then they have to talk to each other.
Right, because I'm guessing if it is accessible out there, I'm guessing, like, the person's record, it would just say there's a restraining order against them, but it wouldn't say who it is, like, who has it, or who filed it, just that it was
dangerous,
filed.
Right, because then you can find the person. Yeah, okay, right. So they have to be
private. It's anonymous, whoever, you know.
And I'm sure if that happened, then that's what your PR person is for. They step in and go, oh, I'm so sorry, Lisa can't do the interview or something. We'll see. Okay. This was a moment in history and time that this blind item references. It says, some people said that they like me reading the riddles. I'm sorry. My tongue hurts. I'm just saying Justin Bieber. So Justin Bieber has essentially confirmed what I've been saying for months. He is stalking slash following every movement of his ex. Inadvertently, he let the entire world see that just last night. And do you remember the moment where he was found out on Instagram that he was stalking Selena?
No, what happened?
He was, oh my God. So he was like sharing a video recording of like his laptop. There was like a YouTube video or something like that, and in a corner there was like search history available, kind of, and it was like blank, like Coachella plus Selena Gomez plus like the end of the URL, and a bunch of like, you know, online fans were able to take that and put it in for different, or they went to different videos of Selena Gomez to find the URL that he was looking at.
Oh my God.
And it was a video of her recently performing at Coachella. So everybody was like, oh my God, it's in his recent search history. Like, he's watching videos.
He's active. Yeah. I believe it.
Which, like, you know, God, that's human. And Hailey Bieber has gotten into hot water for that too, because there have been multiple times, this is so embarrassing, I feel so bad for Hailey. There have been multiple times where there will be a Selena Gomez, like, fan account, or like a Jelena fan account, and she accidentally followed someone, or she accidentally liked the picture.
Oh no.
But then she unliked it, and then messaged them and be like, sorry, I liked it by accident.
Oh no.
And it's
no.
like, now they're drawing even more attention to
yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ooh, that's rough.
Also, how do you not have a burner account for that stuff?
True. I was going to say, because also, hashtag relatable.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, they're like, celebrities are just like us. They do laundry. It's like, no, fuck that.
No, they stalk their partner's exes, yeah, or their exes or whoever. Yeah.
That's how it goes. Then we let's get some like spicy one to end on. Oh, there was one about Scooter Braun. It says, always showing his level of tooldom, this A-list manager loves taking shots at any female artist who don't work for him. He has been trashing this former tweener turned whatever, Selena Gomez, who is an ex to one of his artists. And apparently there's serious beef between Scooter Braun and Selena Gomez. Scooter Braun's a piece of shit, but allegedly when Justin and Selena were dating, he wanted to try and manage her.
Oh, and she didn't
want it. And she said no. And I think her mom, like, got really involved.
I don't blame them for not wanting him to manage her.
Anyone who, like, Ariana Grande, right, crying on tour, Justin Bieber, a train wreck, and then Demi Lovato, who is currently singing to ghosts. And
aliens, right?
Yogurt shops.
Or yeah. UFOs.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just.
Not the most stable bunch.
No, not a good track record. Okay, this one was really fucked up. Not fucked up in like a. It's a subtle fuckery. So it says, the story goes that this B+ list, whatever. The story goes that Hailey Baldwin found text messages on Justin Bieber's phone. Her husband supposedly had messages from Selena Gomez on his phone. Not exactly. He's always trying to text Selena, but he's blocked. He uses her name and his phone for someone else that he is cheating on his wife with.
What?
So let's say he's cheating on Haley with, like, a Mary Smith.
He'll save Mary as Selena? Why?
Probably just to fuck with Haley or something.
That's messed up. Or because he knows Haley's already looking for Selena.
Yeah, she's already suspicious of Selena. So that way, she'll suspicious focus just on that. And don't think about Mary.
Not the rest.
Or whoever.
Good God.
Isn't that crazy?
You're in too deep when you're at that point.
Yeah.
My question is just, like, what is she getting out of this marriage?
Well, I guess nobody was talking about Hailey Baldwin until she was with,
and some notoriety.
She has a beauty line coming out in 2022, Road Beauty.
Is that worth your mental health?
And not only is it like skincare, beauty, it's also hair care and fragrances. It's like
everything.
Do you want to fail four different times? Like, nobody's going to buy that.
Damn. Yeah, it's such an inundated market.
Also, a celebrity fragrance, I feel like you have to be an A-list celebrity if you're going to put out a fragrance. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just find it so ridiculous, too. Because, like, okay, Rihanna had Fenty, and that worked. Ariana Grande had her perfume, and she's always talked about.
They are, like, A++.
Yes. But, like, to do all four of those things, it's just... And she's not an expert in any of them.
Right.
You know who needs to do a hair care line? Like, Blake Lively. I would buy that. Because her hair, like, she's known for it.
Yes, if it's your thing.
But what's Hailey known for? Just being...
I don't know.
Justin Bieber's abused wife.
Right. That's... Okay, so you think the notoriety or the
I'm sure
the publicity was attractive to her.
Yeah, I think it's catapulted her into an entirely new level.
True. And then I guess at that level, I imagine after you get to a certain point, like, you can't go back. The genie's out of the bottle, so you can't go back to a normal life.
Yeah.
So maybe that's part of
it. It's like once you get an apartment with a dishwasher and you're like, I can never hand wash a dish again.
Exactly.
Then this one happened where it said, go check the phone of Selena Gomez and you will see a flurry of texts from Justin Bieber, who was texting like a madman while his wife was at a fashion show. He's obsessed with her.
He can't stop.
He's texting.
He's texting.
Okay, we'll just end with a couple ones because I feel like, you know, a lot of these ones, you get the gist. There's only so many times I need to read about Justin Bieber being abusive. But this one I thought was interesting. This is back from when they were dating. It says, more than once at a party last night, this tool of a former tweener made his on-again girlfriend show a new nipple piercing to random strangers. The girlfriend looked mortified each time, but did what he said.
That's really sad.
Also, when I saw her tits on Twitter, they weren't pierced, so maybe she took them out.
Wasn't there also some blind item that he used to, like, pass her around?
Yeah, there were blind items about that. Their relationship sounded just like a toxic hellscape.
That's really sad.
Yeah. Let's see. And then this was one too. Apparently the drug use is so bad with this on again, off again celebrity couple who are on again for the 34th time that they can't even sit still for an hour or two at a weekly event. Well, in their case, it is a twice weekly event. They are constantly leaving and coming back. And that was about them doing drugs in church.
Oh, yeah.
And there was that video. I'll have to post it on my Instagram. Head over there if you want to see it. I am shook that this has either A, not blown up, and B, not been removed from the internet. But it's a video of Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez allegedly buying drugs in like a sketchy part of town. And then in the same outfit... Cool. They were paparazzied going to church later that day. But some people push back on the video and they're like, why would they be buying drugs? Somebody would definitely do that for them.
Well, maybe in the moment they really needed their fix immediately, so they just had to do it. You know, maybe. People
and also like
people with addictions do crazy things.
And also I will say, like, if they weren't buying drugs, like, what were they doing in like this dilapidated Toys R Us?
They also, because I've seen the video, they looked distressed in it. Like, they weren't doing well.
Yeah, they weren't. It wasn't a meet and greet.
No. It wasn't just a little stroll before church.
Yeah. So, yeah, you've seen the video, right? It's creepy vibes. Like, even it if is. Someone didn't set up what was happening, you would watch that and be like something.
Yeah, it was like a, wasn't it a weird empty alleyway sort of?
Yeah, that was where they walked away from. Okay. I mean, I'll post it on Instagram. Let me know what you think. I thought it was weird. Okay, we'll do two more. Okay. One, it's just all the different ways that Justin Bieber is trying to talk to Selena Gomez. It says, this foreign-born, whatever, Justin Bieber has been using friends to try and contact Selena Gomez. His new wife cannot be pleased because some of the friends he is using are her friends first, and they're sharing their requests with her.
Oh my God. That's...
I have to say, honestly, props to Selena Gomez, because she must have him blocked on, like, Venmo at this point.
Right,
like,
it seems everything. Like
he has probably tried literally every method to get in contact with her.
Yeah. But then in that world, because it's such an insular world, it probably isn't that hard for him to, send people.
Yeah, someone who knows someone through who knows him. Someone.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Selena and the Chef?
No.
It was this HBO series where, like, Selena Gomez tries to learn cooking, and I'm just picturing Justin Bieber, like, disguising himself as a chef to, like, try and get on set. Be like, Mamma Mia, I've got to talk to Selena. I'm here with the pasta. Oh, totally. It's not me.
Totally. That's not me.
That's not mine, baby. It's not my bag. And then this last line that we'll leave on was, he talks a good game, but this former A-plus-list tweener spent a good portion of yesterday in an orgy with multiple women. What do you think's the craziest thing Justin Bieber's done in bed?
Oh, God. I don't know. Maybe he's, like, pissed in a girl's mouth.
The gravity.
He did it in a bucket.
The gravity at which you said that, and you. I don't know. I guess you pissed in a girl's mouth.
No, I'm gonna say like a Tuesday.
You pissed in a girl's butt.
Oh, okay.
Just to spice it up. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna say he boofed.
Okay.
And then he made out with Bill Clinton, and then he peed in Hillary Clinton's butt.
Let's take bets.
And that's so not Justin, alleged, guys. That one happened. And I was in the corner.
I saw it all go down.
Yeah. I saw it all happen. Okay, so as we close out, what are your final thoughts on Justin, Selena, Haley? Like, if you... Let's say you get $1,000 right, if you predict anything correctly in the future, what do you think holds in the cards for these folks?
Okay, well, first of all, I will say, I feel like all this was a rush for me. This was a roller coaster ride for me.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine being involved with it.
Even right now, I'm like, I needed a Xanax and a grilled cheese and
exactly.
a nap. Yeah.
Exactly. What do I see in store for them?
You're
well,
so empathetic. You're so nice. But that was your first instinct was to
Thank
think
you.
Of them. Yeah.
Thank you. I think it seems like they'll be connected for a long time.
Yeah.
He has... You know, that I guess the drama of the fact that he got her hooked on drugs. Now he has that almost obligation to make sure things are fairly cordial or else who knows what could happen to him. And yeah, I don't see it disappearing anytime soon. It seems like a vicious cycle he's trapped in. I don't really see him.
And I don't, if I was Selena, like, I think people can better themselves and change.
Yes.
I think Justin Bieber's always going to be rotted. Yes. And there's only so much therapy and work on himself he can do. If you're in a relationship with him, you're not going to be happy.
No.
Your self-esteem's not going to be good. Your mental health is not going to be good.
Like, they're truly, I do believe that.
Yeah.
Being a child
star fucks
is,
you up.
Yes.
And what do you think about Justin and Haley? Do you think they're going to be married forever, have kids, get divorced?
I do think they'll have kids. Okay. I think...
Justin Bieber's going to have a kid. And once the kid can walk, he's going to be like, can you go over to Selena's house for me? It'll be like the last person he hasn't reached out to get something.
Right. And he'll keep having kids. She'll keep blocking them. He'll keep having more.
He makes his kid join Girl Scouts. They knock on Selena's door with cookies.
Would you like to buy some cookies?
He's like, come on. Got to find our way in.
Exactly. To one of those blind items said that Haley's not the type to leave him, right? So she'll probably stay in this. Unless she has the wherewithal to one day just wake up and realize, this is not suiting me. I need to get out.
And it feels like, why would Justin leave if he can literally
he's comfortable. He can have his cake and eat it too. So yeah, he won't leave. She probably will stay because of, you know.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Her own reasons. But yeah.
Isn't it nice? Not nice. This sounds fucked up. But sometimes you're like, God, celebrities have it so. Like, if you have a hard week at work and you just paid rent and your bank account is low, and you only have time for one Netflix show before bed. Sometimes I hop on Instagram and I'll see, like, I don't know, something that Haley Baldwin posted. And I'm like, her life is so easy. I'm so jealous. But then read these blind items and it's like, you know what? I don't think I wouldn't want that life for me.
No, I think for me personally, I mean, I just think the life, the exposure and being under a microscope, that's mentally crippling. That would be crippling for me. I know that everyone's different. Some people,
and it also follows her outward. Like at the Met Gala this year, she went with Justin, and people were shouting, "Selena, Selena!"
Oh my god! So it's literally every aspect of your life. You can't escape it.
And they've been together for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, it's like, it's just,
when
not,
will it end? Never. It's not good.
Well, maybe things will get better with her beauty line.
And her hair care and her skin care
and her perfume. You know what she should do? She should make tampons.
That would be...
Like, there should be a celebrity tampon.
Yeah, like, why does everyone have to inundate the beauty industry? Do something different.
And it's always an eyeshadow palette.
Always.
There's only so many types of eyeshadow you can put. And also, like, I don't wear eyeshadow. What I need is a,
like,
good
foundation
BB cream
or something like
that. I need tinted sunscreen, baby.
Yes. Something like please. That. Yeah. Or like you said, feminine products.
Yeah.
We do need those.
We do.
On a regular basis.
So this is my plea. Haley Baldwin, make tampons.
Think about it, Haley.
Okay. So we'll see. Bridget, thank you for contributing to this podcast. And thank you for coming back.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye, guys.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that part of the episode. Huge thank you to Bridget. I'm trying to get better at not interrupting the shit out of people on here, so also apologies, Bridget. I always talk over her. Anytime I'm with an introverted friend, I just do that. So fun stuff for the rest of today's episode. I want to do a little me, a little tea, a little me, a little tea. But don't worry, it's not going to be boring me, because the first me section that I want to talk about is just a little recap of how it went with NT. And, like, of course, you'll hear how our conversation goes next week. But I was just, like, blown away. He knows everything about every celebrity ever. I don't want to reveal too much, but basically he has been in this game since 2006, and he's been around for a really long time. He knows everything about everyone. I just kind of asked him mostly how the site was formed, where he gets his sources from, what his thoughts are on Selena Gomez. We did talk about that. Obviously, I had to ask about Taylor Swift and Karlie Kloss, and just like a whole bunch of things. So it was really interesting. It was really insightful. And here's hoping that we do more in 2022, because this guy knows everything. Okay, here's a little bit of tea next. This is also kind of related because one of the things that me and NT were talking about was that if you get into this industry of talking about pop culture or gossip or rumors, eventually you kind of start to build up referrals of your own. And that has happened. If you would have asked me a year ago if this would have been happening to me, I would have said, no, I'm probably playing The Sims and bored at my 9 to 5. Well, actually, all of that still happens, but there's also the references. So here's what happened. On TikTok last week, I wanted to pull some blind items about Joe Rogan because I was like, you know, what's going on with him? And there were two different blind items saying that Joe Rogan is vaccinated, but he's saying that he isn't, to kind of be, a leader for the unvaccinated movement, to have different doctors on and scientists talking about things like that. He's kind of, you know, co-opting? You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, he's doing that for like the movement. So I posted this TikTok video and some people were like, I believe in it. Some people don't. There was an interesting thing where Joe Rogan had sold out tickets for a comedy show for this big stadium in Canada. But then everyone was like, oh my God, Joe Rogan isn't vaccinated. And there's all these Canadian laws. What's he going to do? How's he going to make it there? And he did this big announcement of how he has to cancel his show because he isn't vaccinated. And then on Crazy Days and Nights, it was like, yeah, no, he actually is vaccinated. He just figured, I don't need a couple extra bucks, but it would be better PR to cancel and act like that's the reason why. So someone, I'm going to keep it anonymous, slid into the DMs and they were like, I saw your TikTok on Joe Rogan and him being vaccinated. I know his doctor in Austin, redacted, he is vaccinated. This is the same doctor that prescribed him ivermectin. And then she said, willing to provide receipts, which I'm going to keep a little bit quiet about how this happened. But she said the doctor is an anti-vaxxer and truly believes that COVID is a hoax. So I feel like that just kind of gives legs to the theory, you know, like who knows what's happening. Maybe he had to get vaccinated for some event, but then he didn't want people to know that he was. I mean, who knows what people do or the decisions that they make, but I just thought that was interesting. Confirmed blind item. Okay, a little bit of me in between the tea. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone. I know, I'm sorry if you get sick of this, but like I can't stop saying it. I really appreciate everyone listening to this podcast. I've had so many messages come in of people being like, I'm telling everyone about this podcast, Fluently Forward. I'm like recommending it to people. I'm seeing it on Twitter. Just like a huge, I don't ever want you to think that I don't see stuff like this. I do, and it actually means the world to me. Somebody slid in and they were like, our whole family listens to Fluently Forward. And we use the deodorant that you talked about on Instagram too. It is Old Spice Peachy. Thank you very much. I just wanted to say a huge thank you. I know it's probably going to get repetitive. I'm also probably going to say it in every episode. It means the world to me. So that's the me. Thank you for listening. Okay, now back to the tea. Somebody else, I cannot believe there's like this little network out here. I so appreciate everyone. Somebody slid in with more information about Chris Noth or Noth. I'm going to mispronounce it, but he plays Mr. Big on Sex and the City. And you'll probably remember in the episode I did, ironically, with Bridget about Sex and the City, there were all these blinds about him cheating on his wife and, using strippers and just like cheating all the time and being a philanderer, whatever. I'm off it today. He's a philandering man. Anyway, then allegations came out with this new reboot where two different women described their experiences with him. I talked about it in the post episode a while back, and they were not that any sexual abuse is good, of course, but these were really violent incidences. This wasn't like goosing someone in a crowd. This was like really violent, really painful, hard to read. And the allegations and the stories were very, very similar to each other too. So since talking about that on TikTok, I've had three different people message me on Instagram saying I had a bad experience with Chris, aka Mr. Big, when I was in the city. And all of the experiences are the same. You know, they see him at dinner or at a restaurant or out and about. He's drunk. They want to say hi. And he takes it way too far, even if their boyfriend is there. Two out of the three stories that I heard, the person was there with their significant other, and in front of the boyfriend, he was getting touchy, having them sit on his lap, all of this stuff. And some people provided photos, and the girls in these stories, like either themselves or their friends, are young. Y-O-U-N-G, young. So I just find that interesting, especially in this time we live in. So many people are like, oh my God, like anyone can get canceled now. And It's just like so stupid. I know people don't like me talking about cancellation, but I don't know what else to call it because some of these things are crimes. So I do want to talk about it. But I think some things are cancellation where it's like a tweet taken out of context and you shouldn't blow that up. But then people use that to be like, oh, what's happening with Mr. Big is just a cancellation. And it's like, no, it's a crime because people nowadays will say, oh my God, anyone can accuse anyone of anything. Sure. Technically you can, but I think it's really important to note that like everything about Harvey Weinstein, people did come forward and there were silence for a long time. And then all of these actresses have stories about them, right? And these two people with Chris Noth, however the hell you pronounce it, these two women came forward with their stories. But me, like a no-name TikToker, has, you know, more than a few people in her DM saying that they've had a bad experience with someone. So I just really think that when there's smoke, there's fire. And I don't normally make TikToks about people because some blind items are like, he's a pedo or he's a creep or he's an abuser. If I only see one or two blind items on that, I'm not really going to talk about it in a TikTok. But if I see it on all the blind item websites and it's from like 2015 to today, that's when I'll kind of view it as true. And I just find that crazy because like if a bunch of celebrities are talking about someone, think about how many caterers they groped. Think about how many women on the street they were weird to, you know? So anyway, that's the Mr. Big story. Now, a lot of people this past week have been losing their minds over the Kim Ye situation. Basically, Kim Kardashian, as we know, PR relationship with Pete Davidson, more photos, they're out in Miami. But now we have Kanye West stepping up to the plate too and being in a relationship with Julia Fox. I highly suggest you check out NT Lawyer's video on TikTok about Julia Fox. He kind of describes her role in yachting and her audition to be Kanye West's girlfriend. And a bunch of people are like, Shannon, what do you think about this? What do you think? I think it's PR. And at this point, don't you just want to sit back and watch it with some popcorn? Like, I see so many people online getting heated and being like, she, you know, he is the father of her children and he is a pastor and he said that he wanted to do this and Kim is a mother and what does this mean about blah, blah, blah. And to that, I just say, tone it down, you know, tone it down, relax, and let's enjoy the unhinged photo shoots that they are doing of each other. I mean, having Julia Fox with her underwear completely sticking out of her pants at Carbone, flash photography photos of her while people are around her trying to enjoy their bucatini. I mean, that is funny. And you just have to sit back and say, thank you for the entertainment. Thank you. I think that there are some celebrity issues I love to put a moral lens on, but when it comes to Kim and Pete and Kanye and Julia Fox now trying to, you know, outbid each other in competition for whose relationship can be talked about the most when we all know it's a farce, I love it. So I'm just here for the photos and I'm excited to see where it goes. Okay, and for the very last section, something that I've been like noodling and kicking around is that I think it would be really fun to have some sort of Fluently Forward forum. Oh my God, that's like a little bit too many F's right there. But here's the thing, like I love using Reddit for very specific subreddits because I don't like a lot of the energy on there, but like the Gaylor Swift subreddit I'm like obsessed with. And I think it might be cool to do like a Fluently Forward subreddit, so then that way for each episode we can do discussions under it. Like I kind of do that on Instagram and I hear all of your thoughts, but I just know it's so fun for everyone to talk to each other. So like after this episode, if then you could go over to the Reddit page and everyone would be talking about their thoughts on Selena and Justin, or like their predictions on what's going to happen with Justin and Haley. Like I love hearing everybody's opinions on that. So I'm kicking around the idea. Let me know, like, are you on Reddit? Am I like old and nobody else uses it? Is there a different place to do something like this where we could have like cool comments and just kind of keep the fun engagement going throughout the week? Let me know. If not, who knows? It is what it is. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to be literally rock hard until the episode with NT comes out. I'm super, super excited for that next week. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for caring about this stuff. Thank you for rating it 5 stars. I see some people do that. And people did mention in the reviews, they go, I hope this made you smile in the morning. And it does make me smile in the morning. So thank you so much. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.